Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This Week in Fun.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent. Episode 25 for July 13th, 2009. The Flaccid Lizard. Episode 25. Martin Sargent, how the hell are you?
I'm all right. Episode 25. That means the TWiT can rent cars.
Avis, right? Or Hertz?
And I believe the TWiT can get insurance on a Corvette.
Wait a second. You have to be 25 years old to get Corvette insurance?
Is that an urban myth? Is that true? That's what I was always told. I mean, it sounds crazy. Why just a Corvette?
Is it That's because it's like it's the kind of car that people who abuse traffic laws would be more likely to get? And they figure
I would think between the age of
16 and 25, you probably don't need a Corvette anyway.
GM would be a little upset. That doesn't make any sense.
Martin, let me ask you this. Are you a Corvette guy? Because I feel like people either are into Corvettes or they really don't like them.
I've never owned one.
Well, I know that, but you have an American car, so
I do. I'm American steel. I like American steel, it's a fine GM product. I'm not a huge Corvette guy. I like the older Corvettes. Anything post Stingray. I don't really like too much though.
I feel as though I've got nothing against Corvettes, even though I'm not really into racy sort of, performance cars. But I've always sort of wondered what the draw of a Corvette is, because if you've got enough money to get a fancy Corvette, I mean, you could get a fancy Mercedes or something. I don't know.
Exactly.
Maybe I don't like American cars. I guess
I don't know. I'm more of a Chevette guy than a Corvette guy.
I like a good Chevette. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice orange one. Or a Gremlin.
My style. At my price range.
A Pinto. That's a machine you don't see a whole lot of anymore. Where have all the Pintos gone?
It's not just kitschy. I like the look and the lines on a Pinto. I understand that if, you get bumped in the back, it can blow up or something like that. But I kind of like the look of a Pinto.
I love the name. That's a beautiful ride.
Any car named after a bean?
Pinto beans, right? Are actually not my favorite bean. I could do it like a pinto bean soup now and then, but I much prefer a nice white bean puree.
Really? I'm not up on the white bean.
You don't like white beans? Not case.
This is boring. We should not talk about beans and cars, Mark, because we don't know about either one of those things. Let's talk about This Week in Fun.
Let's do it,
guys,
Martin.
All week long, you've been listening to Leo and all the other people on this network teching it up, talking about their defragging and their partitioning.
Updating
the kernels, all that. Well, that's not what we do on this program. We do things a little bit differently. We like to have a little bit fun. We like to kick back and have a little bit of fun. And that's what we're going to do for the next hour or so. And you're going to come along for the ride. There's Leo right there. Looking all techie.
I'm
a picture of that. I'm kind of thrilled that we're not up at the TWiT Cottage up at Leo's place. Right. Kind of smells like old person up there.
I didn't want to say anything, but I'm glad that you brought it up because now it's out in the open. There are, with the exception of Colleen and Tony and Eric, it's all old people up there. So, you know, it's...
Are you saying that Dane's an old person?
Older than us. That's old. Real? I don't know how old he is, actually. He could be younger than us, for all I know. He just seems like he's got it all together, and I always think that people who have it all together must be very, very old.
Dane's got it all together? I had no idea. All right, we're talking...
He's the president! Football. Come on! You know?
He is the president.
We are talking about fun things, and we are, you know, you and I are in two different places today. We are at opposite ends of California, my friend, but that's not going to stop us from having a little fun. No, it isn't.
I'm an old fog town. You're down in the Stardust Rodeo. That doesn't. So this is an experiment. This is great.
It is, and it's.
And we want some feedback. We want to know if you guys don't mind if we do this show remotely, as if it's working out for you, because it'd be certainly a lot easier for us if we didn't have to go up to Petaluma.
I mean, I think the studio is obviously. Yeah, it's optimal to be up there and, you know, to be looking at each other and to have the nice microphones.
Sarah, of course it is. It goes without saying.
That hurt my ears. Yes, of course. But there are times, you know, this will come up every once in a while. And, you know, last week we weren't able to go up to the studio and we kind of had a bye week. We didn't have a TWIF. That's why this should really be episode 26, but it's 25 because we didn't do a show last week. And we thought, well, the situation today got weird again and we don't want to delay the show. So we're doing what we can. And if you like the remote and you think, hey, it's fine, you do this once in a while, then maybe we will. And if it sucks and you hate it, tell us why.
I want to hear more about your bye week.
What do you mean? it's a football term. Maybe baseball term? You know what I always thought it was? I thought it was
last week, were you?
No, I did not think that the football players were being bi-curious on their weeks off, but I did think it was B-I, but it's B-Y-E, like bye week. I thought it was always strange. What is that? What is that a picture of?
That's the crazy cat lady on The Simpsons. That's like you. That's what you're going to be. I'll give you 4 years.
Oh, I'm there, baby doll. I am so there. I'm
crazy old cat lady,
but I love it. It just feels, it's like I finally found my identity. You know, we talk a little tech, do a little twiff, but really, it's the cats. That's what drives me.
That's what we do. That's how we do. So let's get into a couple of the stories, shall we?
Let's. I'm thrilled about it. Well, actually, before we get into the stories, I believe you got a little press recently, Martin
Sargent. I did get a little press.
I read about you in the San Francisco Chronicle, in fact.
Yeah. You might remember, was it 2 weeks ago on this very program, I was kind of talking about how upset I was that I was just disappointed. I didn't make the top 50 in the Murphy Good, a really good job application process.
Yeah, I remember that.
The wine editor of the Chronicle called me up and he did a real nice piece on the whole contest and sort of the social media snafu that those guys got themselves into up there. I like how internally they're calling the whole thing the Martin Sargent snafu.
I love that article. I feel like that should be either a band name or like the title of your memoir.
The Martin Sargent snafu.
Snafu is such a great word. It's like, how is that a word?
You know what it stands snafu. For?
I don't.
It's an acronym.
It is?
Situation normal, all effed up. An army term.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, my mind is blown. Snafu.
Filthy. Yeah.
Situation normal,
effed up.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I learned something new. That was fun.
So anyway, the Murphy Good thing, they're down to the top 10 people who made it. Congratulations and good luck to all of those people. I'm kind of over it now. I'm moving on to the next thing.
I have to say, I thought that I love the pictures of you in the article, by the way. You're drinking wine, you kind of look, I know where you are. You're a little watering hole. But my main complaint was, as I read it, I was like, hey, Chronicle, I mean, you are a newspaper. Where were you 2 weeks ago? It seems a little like, what's the point?
Well, apparently, in my conversations with JonBenét, who's the wine editor of the Chronicle, they just switched to some new presses or something like that, and
different ink or something.
It screwed up the whole schedule and everything like that. So
isn't that a shame?
That's
well, All right.
Good article, though. If you guys want to read the article about me and Murphy Good and the whole thing, it's not really so much about me, although there are pictures of me. You can go to my Twitter. It's linked up there. It's just follow me at Martin Sargent, and you'll see it. And you can see some photos of me drinking wine at
drinking
my favorite.
Drinking wine, looking like the kind of guy who should have a job at a winery, but...
I got a job offer over Twitter after that came out from a winery.
What? How did I not know about this? What winery?
It just happened. So I don't know if they're serious, but I'm gonna get a little plug to that winery right now if I can find it. I've gotten so many replies from this, it might be difficult for me to find.
You don't even remember the name of the winery that offered you a job today?
No. It was a strange name. It was down in Los Olivos.
Where's that? Is that like where...
Down near Santa Barbara.
Yeah, Sideways like was filmed. Sideways. Old Mad Dog!
It's called Sarluce and Sons. Sarluce and Sons. Sarloos and Sons.
We're going to Los Olivos!
Go to Sarluce... Go to sarluceandsons.com and buy some of their wine. They seem like good people. Actually, I think they're fans. Because I looked to see who they're following. I didn't look at everyone, but they're following like Brian Brushwood and stuff like that. So they're probably following you too. There's their website right there. So check those guys out.
I see. They've got lots of double vowels. Sarluce and Sons.
Exactly. Well, that's why I couldn't remember. Plus, I was so busy today preparing this show, which I... never really got all together. I'm telling you, it's going to be the worst tweet beat ever. It's so bad.
The last tweet beat we played was insultingly easy, so I don't know how you could top yourself.
We may not even play it.
Would you mind if I eat my sushi and my seaweed salad during the show?
No, go ahead. I'm a little jealous. I'm going to drink my tecate, though.
Speaking of drinking, I had 3 shots of Cholula hot sauce yesterday. Sounds weird, but it's actually true.
Was that on the show?
Okay. So Attack of the Show, which is the show that the screensavers morphed into down at G4. I know a lot of G4 fans on the Twit Network. Anyway, I worked on Attack of the Show for about 2 years in LA and then ended up leaving. And the show has gone on, of course, and they celebrated their 1,000th episode last night. So they had Kevin Rose and myself make little cameos. I was actually on the show. That's why I'm in L.A. right now. Kevin couldn't because he's tasting tea in the hills of China, but he recorded a little thing and asked Olivia out on a date. But they had me down on the show, and you know, beforehand, they kept emailing me, the producer, this guy I used to work with, kept emailing me these like really weird segment ideas, like, hey, what if you like eat a hot dog or like jump into like a thing of whipped cream or whatever? And I'm like, how long have I been gone? You know, what are you talking about?
A hot dog.
I was like, a hot dog is like dangling from, it's like Attack of the Show jokes that I don't know because I haven't been around. Anyway,
what the hell was that? I've never really seen Attack of the Show, but I did see some clip of Olivia Munn eating a hot dog hanging from a string once.
I think that's
a callback to something.
The idea was, recreating some like, of the stunts that I had missed.
Yeah.
So what it ended up being was this like really weird. You could go to I linked to it in my Twitter feed as well, that my particular segment, not the whole show. But they had me on a treadmill, and they wanted me to like drink this blended McDonald's thing. And it was like really confusing. I was like, what am I doing? Why am I running? Finally, I ended up with them saying, well, okay, you don't have to do anything except you do have to take 3 shots of this Cholula hot sauce. They were like little shot glasses. So I took one, and then the two of them were like, we've done this before. Don't do it. And everybody's egging me on, and I was like, well, now I have to because I'm not going to be the wuss who's like, no, I can't do it. So I did all 3, and everyone, like, for the rest of the night, you should see like all my @Twitter replies. Sarah Lynn, you're going to be so sick. Oh my gosh, I can't believe what's going to happen to you in a few hours. Nothing happened. And I even had like 5 glasses of champagne last night. So if something was going to turn my stomach, it would have by now. I'm good. I'm eating sushi. Anyway.
I guarantee you had more than 5 glasses of champagne. You may have had 5 glasses of champagne, but I bet you drank a whole lot of other stuff. Come on.
No, I've seen you drink.
Like you think that like Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut are amazing with the hot dog eating contest. You should see Sarah Lane with drinks. It's unbelievable.
It's one of my great talents. It's one of my great talents to outdrink my body weight. It's great. I don't know. I don't know how I do it. Never feel real good the next day, but so it goes. Can't have it all.
So you were down there. I was camping. I was up in the Redwoods camping for the past few days.
I've never known you to enjoy camping.
That's why I'm looking all scruff.
And I'm wearing my scruffy.
Wearing my camping hat here, my old English. Maybe I should get old English. Maybe get a job with them. I promote the hell out of them.
Did you enjoy your camping experience? Did you see any bears?
No, I didn't see any bears, but saw a lot of raccoons. There was raccoons everywhere.
Aren't they the cutest thing ever?
They're so fearless.
They're
all rabid, and they just want your food so badly.
They're so cute, though. I hope you fed them.
No, I didn't feed them. You're not supposed to feed them.
Why not? How else are they going to eat?
They're wild animals. They go down in the creek and eat crayfish.
They're little bandits with their little... I love raccoons. You know what, actually, all kidding aside, I was assaulted by raccoons on the last camping trip I was on. It was not funny or cute or anything. I was legitimately fearful for my safety. One of them got into the back of the truck and started like tearing through the bananas. It was in a frenzy. People were running. So I know they can be really, really
wild animals. Uh-huh. They're wild animals.
They're wild animals, but they're so cute.
I like chipmunks better.
Apples and oranges. Oh, I like, tigers instead of raccoons.
Shut up. You're so stupid.
You're so stupid. So what's going on? What's going on in this week in fun, man? Enough about us.
Let's talk about some stories here. Did you hear about this? Okay. Did you used to play with the Rubik's Cube when you were a kid?
I mean, that was like early 80s
when that came out, right? I think that's when I first started. I mean, it was a huge... Everyone had a Rubik's Cube.
Everybody had a Rubik's Cube, and no one really could do it. You know?
It was like the George Foreman grill of that era. Everyone had one.
You know, did you ever... What I did was I got so frustrated because it was never going to be solved that I just peeled off all the stickers.
You peeled off the stickers and put it on. Well, okay, so that's what they're trying to fix with this new digital Rubik's Cube. It's called the Rubik's Touch Cube. It's got no movable parts. Instead, it's got, it doesn't have the stickers. It's got now like touch-sensitive and interactive lights all around it. And you just swipe your fingers over the squares to mimic the turning part.
Yeah,
all right.
It's awful.
It's got a built-in accelerometer to detect which side is facing up, kind of like your iPhone does.
It reminds me of an iPhone.
A little bit, and if you can't solve it, this is why technology is kind of a problem. You know, it's just making everything too easy for everyone, especially the kids now. If you need help with your next move, it will suggest what you should do for your next move.
Every kid
is going to take advantage of that. No one's ever going to figure this thing out anymore.
This is a perfect example of taking something that's it worked perfectly before. Yeah, it was hard, but it was kind of fun. Half the fun is the twisting. This is stupid. This takes all the fun out of the Rubik's Cube to me. It's just a bunch of blinking lights. It's stupid.
It was so popular. The younger people in our audience will not remember this, and the older people may not even know about this. But when we were younger, Rubik's Cube was so popular, there was actually a Saturday morning cartoon starring an animated Rubik's Cube with like legs and stuff called like Ruby or something. Do you remember this? And there was like Rubik's Cube cereal.
No, I don't remember any of that.
I'll bet you could find.
Were you like a crazy math nerd kid who was like obsessed with Rubik's Cubes this weird trivia that no one else knows?
No, I was terrible at it, but I knew about Saturday morning cartoons. I bet up on YouTube, there's probably some clips of this Saturday morning cartoon.
About Ruby the Rubik's Cube.
So I had the Rubik's Cube, but it was a lot more fun, I thought, was like there was that thing called the Missing Link, which was another toy, and there was the snake, and there was the pyramid one.
I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about, dude. Things.
See, look, here's the introduction of the show.
Oh, okay.
Our audio.
Hi,
I'm the Rubik's Cube. I'm the Rubik's Cube.
That's so awesome.
Wow. Sorry for our audio listeners. This show is going to be one of those shows where a lot of things just don't make sense. Rubik, he's kind of cute, actually. I'm just not a fan. I feel like there's like a nostalgia factor to the Rubik's Cube. Yeah, I was never good at it, but I actually still have one somewhere. You know, that's so maddening and I can't look at it. But
I don't want to touch.
You know, I want the old school Rubik's Cube.
Craziest thing about this is it cost £150. So you're talking close to $300 for this thing.
Buy an iPhone. Be done with it. I'm sure there's a Rubik's Cube app for $2.
And you can reset it, too. That's the other big thing.
That's stupid.
With the old one, once you get it all screwy, you can't fix that thing.
They could
do the Rubik's Cube in, like, less than a minute. It was amazing. Amazing. Yeah. They used to have like game shows. It was huge. Anyway.
So Martin, speaking of things that don't make sense. So you know Merriam-Webster, right? They're a dictionary. They're a type of very popular dictionary, and every once in a while they'll add words to the popular vernacular. Well, they've added a few more words. They've updated their dictionary. And I've got to take them to task. For adding the word staycation to
the dictionary.
I hate
that word.
It's one of the worst words ever invented.
You'll never hear me say that word.
Like, I think I'm doing a staycation this weekend. Where are you going?
You know who I used to say that a lot? Jim Lauterbach.
Ugh. And it's worse when he says it. Not sure why. Sorry, Jim. He's not watching. Yeah. But he would.
God
he would.
Him, but he took a lot of staycations.
You'd say, well, what are you going to do on your week off? I'm just going to have a staycation. Yeah, just hang out.
I think I'll just stay home and take a staycation.
That's a good one. That's a good Lauterbach. Oh, Lauterbach, how we miss you. Staycation, not a fan, and I don't think it should be in the dictionary. I mean, sure, we all say sort of stupid things that are sort of hybrid words that are sort of funny, you know, in sort of slang talk when we do the slang back and forth to each other. But I really do not think that staycation needs to be in the dictionary with a definition of a vacation spent at home or nearby. They also added flash mob, you know, because it's so important for that to be in the dictionary, and waterboarding, which I can actually sort of get behind, I guess. I think a lot of people have heard the word waterboarding, but don't. Only some people know what it is. I mean, something with board or water or whatever. So now Merriam-Webster is they're on top of it. Staycation. You'll never have to wonder what it's about again.
They also added flash mob.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
They added some other ones too. I read it somewhere else, and
yeah,
it was like. Chat kind of words. It was like the whole the Merriam-Webster is now being edited by like 13-year-old girls.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's
all these
I just
chat
don't really
words.
I don't get the point of it. I mean, some certain words will come in and out of vogue, you know, or you know, they'll be kind of trendy. But what makes a word a real word and not just some sort of fad word? Because there are words that have, of course, I can't think of any right now, but that have been popular that I've used, and they don't need to be in any dictionary. I'll probably never use them again. It's just weird.
Like I used to say mint. That is so mint.
You
not like
not.
That's nice mint flavor. That's what people say. Mint.
That is God. So mint.
That
Stop
girl,
trying to make mint happen.
That girl is mint.
Ew, really? So, you know what the boys used to say when we were in high school? That girl is proper.
Proper?
Yeah, like she's properly put together. Proper.
Like, where'd you go to high school with? Like MC Hammer?
Guys, you wish they were MC Hammer, that's for sure.
Proper.
Yeah. It's Hammer proper.
I was actually talking about this with Molly when we were camping. Do people, I said, and I don't usually use this, but I said something like, man, I am so psyched for that.
I'm totally, I still use that.
But do kids today I want to ask the chat room, you younger people, the people still say, you young kids, do you guys still say that? Do people say psyched? Like, oh man, I am so psyched.
I love psyched. You know what what we used to say that we don't say anymore is if you tricked somebody, you know, like, hey, I'm going to go to my grandma's, and they go, wow, really? And you go, psych.
Psych.
That's a different psych. Yeah. That I spelled S-I-K-E. I'm not sure if that's correct or not. But that was sort of one of these fatty words I was talking about earlier. Nobody really says
it
anymore.
Like, it was the predecessor to being like, not.
I love not.
Which is
actually,
psych.
Yeah. Oh, you know, yeah, yeah. Or did you guys ever do this? Okay, this is really going back. When you did, like, let's say someone was, like, sliding into home plate during PE and they get tagged out and someone goes, facial scrub! Did they do that in Rochester?
No, never heard that before.
Really? Darn it. Facial. And then it turned into face, but it started out as facial scrub.
Face, I've heard.
That started at facial scrub. Sebastopol, no, California,
no,
at Apple Blossom Elementary, did so. Facial scrub! It was the way of saying, you just got served. You heard it here. So Merriam-Webster, cut it out. Stop being so nerdy. We've had it. Stick
they
to real
do
words.
This. They do this about once a year, and it always ends up all over the press, and I think that's why they do it. Because basically, dictionaries now are not irrelevant, but printed dictionaries, they're probably hurting really bad. It's like the Encyclopedia Britannica. Who's buying that for their children anymore? Nobody.
But what happened to that actor who did all the Encyclopedia Britannica commercials? Goes, I always wanted to know where my mandibula was.
That kid was so sorry. I tried to book him.
He talks
him
to the voice in the sky, you know, where he goes, I don't push them. If they want to, they'll call.
I tried to book him on Unscrewed, and, like, he didn't want to do it. He was like, he's moved on. He's moved on.
I love it when people say that. That was so 12 years ago. I've really moved on as a person.
I haven't moved on.
The Encyclopedia jokes. Who's moved on from that? It's one of the greatest commercials ever. It was like...
Yeah, I'm still talking about Unscrewed. Apparently, I haven't moved on.
Well, you like to hold on to things. That's kind of... That's one of your... It's one of your great skills is holding on. Never letting go. Never letting him see you sweat.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah.
Expedia study. Found this one very...
Expedia
very,
as in the travel site? Expedia.com?
The travel site, yeah. They just did a ranking. This is something that you hear about every couple of years, too. They did a ranking or some sort of study ranking the world's tourists to see who are the worst tourists and who are the best tourists. I'm going to ask you, who do you think came out as the worst tourists in the world, and who came out as the best tourists in the world? There's 27 nationalities on the list.
Well,
and they're all
they're
not like Zambia's not on the list. The Zambians apparently were not surveyed. You know, it's like sort of, you know, the sort of G8 kind of countries and all that sort of thing.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and guess the French, because it's on our screen. French are crap tourists.
France? So I never realized that they are the worst tourists. I knew that everyone says that they're the worst hosts for tourists, which I never really had experience. I've spent a lot of time over in France.
I have not spent a lot of time in France, really probably 2 weeks, you know, in a couple different trips. I've definitely found that the French can be a little snooty. But then again, I don't speak French and I don't really see, I can kind of empathize with, you know, if somebody French comes to the United States and I'm serving them in a restaurant and they can't speak English, I'm just going to look at them and be like, I don't know what to do, dude. I can't help you. You know, I mean, it's like, I don't really know if it comes off as like that rude. It's just that I think some, you know, if you can't speak French and you're in France, get out of the France. can't speak French.
Face.
Facial scrub. When I was traveling, there were all sorts of, different nationalities that you would run into. And I don't recall the French ever coming across as particularly bad tourists. Maybe well thought out, you know, in their clothing options, very organized folk, but not necessarily rude or
this
anything.
This is what like you noticed. This is what you took away from the French tourists you ran into. They're well organized.
I thought that they were very smartly
very
dressed.
Very well organized. They really packed their bags really well. They were very well organized.
Boy, I am really showing the IQ points today, aren't I? Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're apparently the worst. Who do you think was ranked as the best tourists according to this global index from Expedia.com?
Got to be the Americans, right? Americans are
the
such
best?
Great.
The Americans?
They're not needy or demanding at all.
Come on, you're joking, right? Aren't you embarrassed? I mean, I love my country. Country first.
America.
But, you know, you travel around Europe or something, you see, like, some American tourists, you're kind of embarrassed sometimes, you know?
Oh, I'm embarrassed a lot
of the
time. They're
real loud. They're loud.
And they say things like, why is the ranch dressing? They don't have ranch dressing? God, how can you sell without ranch dressing?
Can I get some ranch? With my, what is a pommes frites?
My French fries? And they wear fanny packs.
And lots of Tevas. Nothing against Tevas, but when you get enough people, you know, in Vietnam on a, you know, like a tour or something of whatever, and they're all wearing their Tevas and they got their fanny packs, people start looking a little ridiculous. It you just, know, the, you know, strength is not in numbers.
You're walking through the Louvre or something. You're somewhere in France, and you see the American family walking by in their Tevas with white socks wearing jorts.
Not cool. Not cool at all. You know what I also encountered?
And a T-shirt that says, like, Hard Rock Cafe Paris.
Oh. Is there? Ooh, God. Are there even Hard Rock Cafes anymore? There are, aren't there? Mm-hmm.
I don't know where.
I used to have a T-shirt, by the way, and I thought it was the coolest thing. It was Hard Rock Cafe Honolulu, which I've never been to. Somebody must have given it to me, hand-me-down or something. I wore that thing. I think it actually fell apart, and that's the reason that I'm not wearing it today. But yeah, I'm not the Hard Rock Cafe what else was? You know what? Also, has become a really big traveling trend is their pants made out of like. You know, they're synthetic, like almost parachute pants material, and they unzip at the knee so they could be pants or shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're a great idea. You think in theory, this is genius. It's a pair of pants and a pair of shorts, but it's all in one. It's great for traveling. But they start to look a little silly again after a while because everybody's wearing the same thing. It's like they all went to REI on the same day and the people said, here are the five things you need to travel. Go forth and enjoy.
Yeah. They look good with Tevas, though, I think.
Because everything looks good.
So the Americans actually are the eighth best.
Okay.
They're tied with the Swedish.
For eighth place, huh?
Oh, for eighth place. And yeah, you know, this is based on things like, you know, how rude they are, tipping, their willingness to try and speak the local language. This sort of thing, being quiet and polite, clean, least likely to complain. These are the factors that went into it. So given all that, who do you think was the number one?
I have to say that it sounds like something out of Japan.
Yeah, you got it.
The cleanliness.
It's the polite.
A lot of bowing going on, you know, and smiling.
They probably tip a lot, you know, just to, like, get people to like them.
Oh, yeah, because the Japanese are just, like, the loser at the party, man. They really got to go above and beyond to make sure that they fit in.
Sorry, here's $20.
I don't think you should do Asian accents. That never ends well, you know, once you go down the Asian road. In fact, I think Leo did that once a while ago, and people got very upset with him. Plus, your accent's really bad.
Leave that to Don Rickles.
Or, you know.
Japanese were the best. Number two are the British. That's not a surprise. Number three, also not a surprise, the Canadians. Four, the Germans. Five, the Swiss.
Okay.
Second worst after the French were the Spanish, followed by the Greeks.
As bad.
And then the Turkish. So it's sort of all those Southern European countries. There you have it.
The Turks are a very friendly group. At least in Turkey, they are very friendly folk. I don't know. You know, I'm calling BS on this stupid article. Expedia, get your act together. I'm never flying.
Hey, speaking of calling BS on a stupid article, and also speaking about the Turks, and you'll understand my point in a minute. Why don't we play True or Poo?
True or Poo? I'd love to. Love that beat. I love that jam.
Let me remind people how we play True or Poo. I'm going to read you three separate news stories.
Yeah.
Each one of these news stories could be true, something ripped from the headlines, or it could be a big steaming plate of poo that came from me.
I would very much like it to be the former.
For each one, we're going to go through each one individually. You have to tell me if it's true or if it's poo. If you get two out of the three correct, you win. Otherwise, I win. Okay? What are we going to play for?
Well, you owe me two bottles of wine from Reno's Liquor. You know, I'm not going to push you because I understand that it's sort of embarrassing.
When do you get back from L.A.?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Back on Sunday. So we could theoretically meet down at the saloon and buy the loser buys the winner a drink.
Let's do that.
What do you think about that idea? All right, fine. Playing for drinks.
Think by Sunday, I could be kind of thirsty.
Oh, I'm already thirsty. In fact, yeah. I should be drinking wine right now. I got a little kombucha. I guess it'll do.
Okay, so we're playing True or Poo.
Yeah, we are. And we're playing for drinks.
And I'm about to give you, here is your first story.
All right, I'm ready.
According to Politico.com, According to Politico.com, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg got drunk at a Georgetown cocktail party in honor of departing Justice David Souter and started telling a long, rambling joke, quote unquote, about Roe versus Wade. According to sources, during a toast to Souter, Ginsburg spoke for nearly 2 minutes about how ironic it was that one of the litigants in a case on reproductive rights was named Roe, and that the fish eggs used in sushi are also known as Roe, before her husband led her away by the arm. A spokeswoman for Ginsburg said that the justice almost never takes a drink, and the one glass of champagne that she had reacted badly with the medicine she takes for pancreatic cancer. True or poo?
It's always about, I had two sips of champagne and it reacted badly with my medicine. If that's true, fine. But I hear that excuse a lot. You make a lot of off-color jokes, Martin Sargent, but I'm not sure that you would have written this about Roe v. Wade. It just does not seem like your type of humor. And because of that, I'm going to say this is one significant pile of poo. Final answer.
Final answer. Poo.
Yeah, that's right. It's a final.
Poo or true?
Poo, as in dookie.
I thought you said that I wouldn't joke about this. So that would mean that your answer is true.
Oh, yeah. 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 I'm changing my answer to true. Yes. Because I don't think that you would joke about it, so I think that it's true.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Final?
Yeah.
Now you are incorrect.
F you.
I made that up. See what I did there? I even changed you.
I
changed choices. I tricked you at the end.
At that point, you're I knew that I was wrong. And it was like, you know, it's one of those things where, like, as, like, you're locking your keys in the car and the door is closed and you're like, my keys are getting locked, my keys are getting locked. Like, the brain happens, but your body doesn't do anything. I felt that way when you said, wait, no, wouldn't it be true that, you know, I'm kind of like, yeah, something's wrong. Yeah, final answer.
You know what I have to say about that, Sarah?
Well, you know what I have to say? Stop making
face.
Stop making abortion jokes. What kind of fun is that?
It wasn't an abortion joke.
It sort of was.
But, I can't mention Roe v. Wade.
Not in a jokey way.
It wasn't jokey. It wasn't even all that funny.
Well, that's for sure.
It was Ginsburg.
That was so stupid.
Anyone is offended by picking
fake stories about Roe v. Wade and pancreatic cancer medicine. I should have known. God, that whole thing is so stupid. This is a stupid game, and I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
You should be, because you're 0 for 1.
Yeah, well, let's continue, all right?
You ready for the next story?
Yeah, okay. I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
According to Reuters, a Turkish television station is debuting a game show on which religious leaders from 4 different faiths will compete to convert 3 atheist contestants. The show, whose title translates as The Penitents Compete, pits non-believers against spiritual guides from the Muslim, Christian, Jewish, and Buddhist faiths.
What are you doing with your THs today? Buddhist.
If one of the contestants converts to one of the 4 faiths during the show, he or she wins an all-expenses-paid pilgrimage to the holy center of that faith, Mecca for Muslims, the Vatican for Christians, Jerusalem for Jews, and Tibet for Buddhists. The forthcoming show has come under fire for being disrespectful to religion, but the show's producer defends it by saying, quote, "We are giving the biggest prize in the world, the gift of the belief in God." True or poo?
When is one of the story, one of these stories actually going to be like familiar to me where I know, because I just don't know, you know, I mean, if I had read the story, I would know it was true. I don't know. This sounds like something you made up. It just sounds like a Martin Sargent original. So I'm going to go ahead and say poo. This is a poo story. It's warm, it's thick, and steam is rising off of it. It's poo-ish.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Final.
Yeah?
I'm going to give you a chance to change it.
It's my final answer, okay? Final answer. Final answer.
You are incorrect. That is a true story.
Really?
That is absolutely true story. I want to see that show. I would watch that show. I don't understand how the game, the rules have got to be, I don't get how it could work, but that was ripped right from the headlines. I did not make that up. Wow. I'm 2 out of 2. I'm really good. I've already won the drinks on Sunday, but let's go ahead and play. You want to play the final one?
Yeah, I'll play it. I'm a glutton for punishment, apparently.
Okay, here's your final story.
Fine.
According to groundreport.com, the West African nation of Ghana is in such a frenzy over tonight's arrival of President and Michelle Obama that countless businesses are trying to capitalize off the population's goodwill and excitement. Local Burger Kings, for example, are temporarily changing their names to Obama King. KFC is changing its name to BHO for Barack Hussein Obama, and McDonald's is offering Malia and Sasha meals instead of Happy Meals. True or poo?
I don't like this. I hope it's poo. McDonald's is offering Malia and Sasha meals? That
is
bizarre.
Like happy kids.
Now, it just seems you know, I'll have a Malia. It's weird. It's like she's cooked or something. doesn't sit well with me.
Let me get a 6-piece Sasha nugget.
Come on. B-H-O. That just sounds like B-O to me, which are his initials. But that doesn't. Okay. It's true.
Final?
Yeah.
You are incorrect.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
No, I don't know anymore. Obama I don't even King? Know myself.
Malia and Sasha meals? Oh, my. Wow.
I mean, I even talked it through how ridiculous that was and how that couldn't possibly be true. And then I said true.
What has L.A. done to you?
Made me stupid, apparently. Made me a real dummy.
Wow.
Eating a seaweed salad.
I mean, I barely had any time. I was like, wow, this is going to be. There's no way I'm going to win this game.
Well, I'm not bringing an A game, obviously.
I kind of feel sorry for you.
Oh, my God. I could say the same for you, Martin Sargent, in many different ways. Sorry.
All right. Okay. I may have won that, but I guarantee you when we play Tweet Beat later, I got no chance because it's poorly crafted. I literally was putting it together when they were Skyping in for us. I mean, I was still doing it when we started the show.
Why do you admit these things? Why do you admit that? You're poorly organized and was scrambling together in the final moments before the show. Is it kind of just like to
maybe
it seem dramatic?
Maybe it's a tactic.
Mm-hmm. Oh. A tactic that then you explain to me now, which makes it less of one.
It's an elaborate setup.
Hey, you want to talk about a penis?
I want to hear you talk about a penis. Go for it.
So... this is good, everyone. You're going to be glad that we talked about the penis. So, right, it's not just about, it's a particular penis. Apparently, a man was accused of flashing a woman. He was like at a train station or something. And she was like, that guy flashed me. And he, of course, was like, no, I'm innocent. I didn't do it. And she was like, yeah, you did. Turns out... that the authorities, asked a few of the right questions, asked her maybe, what the penis looked like or, just certain factors that would factor into pointing out the right penis, in a lineup. And it turns out that the guy had a lizard tattoo on his penis that was not part of the flashing. And he went free knowing that he had done nothing wrong. The lizard penis actually set this man free because he may have been in trouble otherwise. Of course, it was one of these things where it's like they asked the woman, well, what did it look like? And she's probably like, I don't know, nothing on it. And they're like, well, it's obviously not this guy because he has a lizard tattoo on his penis. I mean, you would know. That's all I got. But I love it. I absolutely love it.
Wow, that sounds like a true poo thing. Yeah, I read this story. It was a 2-inch long tattoo that went the entire length of his penis.
Oh. That doesn't sound...
doesn't bode well.
No. Well, there was shrinkage. He was probably swimming or something,
I think he was probably drunk.
He was probably drunk.
No, it was just flaccid.
Ugh.
That's how it
Never
is.
Never, ever say that word again. That's the worst word ever. Flaccid. Just the visuals alone.
Elections are the great equalizer, Sarah. You don't have no idea.
Let me ask you this, and apologies to any young children who are listening to this, but we are talking anatomy anyway. Is anything flaccid besides a penis?
My career.
Well, but you would never say that, is flaccid a word that you use beyond the genitalia?
Does flaccid apply to anything else? Like
a balloon or a...
like the 1980 Winter Games were at Lake Placid.
Flaccid. What else goes limp? I mean, what if you faint? Has your body gone flaccid? It's so stupid. You know, I don't even care what the answer is. It's a terrible word. I want to wash my mouth out with soap. Flaccid.
So it was a lizard. All right. We know we didn't even talk about the fact that this guy had a tattoo
of a lizard
on his peepee.
Now, does the lizard grow with? How does that work with the tattooing? You would think it would be a weird part of skin
Does it turn into
a Komodo dragon?
A Komodo dragon, exactly. It goes from like a newt to Komodo dragon.
If he's lucky, it does. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, but Komodo dragons have like those poisonous mouths, so that wouldn't be good.
No, you would not want to get near the Komodo dragon. Well,
there was just some news about they figured out, they thought it was this poison, the way that those things killed was biting somebody, and there was so much bacteria in their mouth that's what would kill its prey very quickly. It's like one of the worst poisons in the world from this bacteria. They just realized that that's not exactly what's going on, and I don't remember what was going on, but it was something somebody can research this for. Yeah, I know. I thought
it's
was
not what's going on. I don't know what it is, but something else.
But it's not the bacteria. It's something else.
So are you one of those people?
Would that be painful to get a tattoo down there? I would say yeah.
When you are getting
the tattoo, do you get it when it's flaccid or otherwise?
I don't think you have any choice, but I mean, are you going to really be like super excited while you're getting a tattoo? I think you're probably in a bit of pain. I think the member is probably like, I don't really want to be here. I think you are flaccid, not by choice. That's just my guess. I don't know anybody who's done this. I think it's really weird. Really weird. Penis tattoo. Not my bag, man. Not my bag. Like piercings down there. I don't get it. I don't think it's necessary. It just seems painful. And pain in the genitals is not really a goal of mine.
No. Yeah. If you want pain in the genitals, contract gonorrhea.
Boy, this is fun. Wow. That's pretty much our quote of the day. If you want pain in the genitals, contract gonorrhea. And that's our show. 12:25, everyone. No, I'm just kidding. So, not to switch gears.
Here's my favorite story of the week.
Okay.
My favorite story of the week. A woman in Florida was shot while taking a crap.
Why? Who would do such a thing?
Authorities say a bullet from a gun that was accidentally dropped injured a Tampa woman sitting in a bathroom stall. Police say the bullet hit 53-year-old Jennifer Bliss in the lower left leg. She was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Apparently, she was sitting in the bathroom stall next to somebody who had a handgun that slipped out of her waist holder. The weapon hit the bathroom floor and discharged when it hit the ground and hit this Jennifer Bliss woman in the leg. Police say the gun belonged to 56-year-old Deborah Mons.
Who does have? Why are these women so old?
I know, 56 and 53.
She's packing heat. She's not like a cop or anything. What's she doing?
They're trying to determine if charges will be filed. I mean, can you imagine just sitting there?
What?
You're trying to discharge, and all of a sudden a weapon discharges. You're just sitting there and
then
what do? You're in the middle of this. Let's say
you get shot in the leg, you might fall off the toilet altogether, and now you're in a real world of hurt. Because not only are you bleeding, but you are messy.
Do you wipe at that point?
I think you try to. You're probably just screaming. Maybe you sit on the toilet bowl, just grip it for strength while you figure out what your next move is.
Your bowels might go slack.
I think they already are. You're on the toilet. You're ready.
Well, maybe not.
Now, here's the thing. Women sit down in bathroom stalls whether or not they're doing number two. They do that to pee, too. It does not say that she was going number two. It just says that she was sitting.
I know, but I like
We like to think that she was doing a poo and she had been in there for a while. Of course, the story is just more fun that way. I have to say, I'm about to admit something very personal, but I don't like public restrooms. Not because I'm afraid that people have guns in the stalls next to me, but I find them not private enough. I don't like to do my business in a public restroom unless I'm really in a jam, so to speak. And when I'm at work, I go in there and if somebody else is in the stall, it's like, it just bothers me. I like to have my privacy. So this just further enforces that public restrooms are hazardous to your health. Not only, are people going to hear your business and, make you uncomfortable, but they might shoot you, especially if they're 56 years old.
And especially, of course, this is in Florida.
It couldn't be anywhere else.
Always
it couldn't
in
be anywhere
Florida.
Else besides Tampa.
I believe FARC has a category now. Yeah, they have all the different categories. This is Florida.
Mm-hmm. In fact, wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be fun if we had Drew Curtis like do a regular Florida segment here on TWIF?
I'm sure he would do that. Drew's a great guy. Brilliant.
Drew's a great guy. Well, we should ask him. That would be kind of fun because then we could just be like.
Didn't I give you his phone number recently? He was on some show you were doing?
Yeah, he was on Net at Night a few months ago. Yeah. Yeah. I think I could probably find that number. You've got it.
I got it.
We should do that. We should think about having a Florida correspondent.
We should have Drew on. Well, he would probably. To be a contestant on Tweet Beat and True or Poo, but I think he would get them all right because he
knows the internet too well, especially weird stories.
Weird stories, that's his thing.
Totally. Yeah. Anyway, well let's ask him.
Somebody in the chat room just said we should have Ricky Kang on to be a contestant. That would be fun.
He's not real, but he could be.
Ricky Kang is real.
Really? Because he kind of resembles this guy I know.
They might be kin.
Kin? Yeah.
You mean Gator?
Yeah, I mean Gator. I always thought that Gator and Ricky Kang were the same guy. No?
So I sent Sarah this photo or this banner ad today.
For like weight loss or something. To get into shape.
Quasi Toto. This banner ad. Do you have that? Can you send that to Colleen? I want people to see this. Martin! Sure. Martin! Quasi Toto!
Jay's going to be mad at you, by the way.
He's going to be mad?
Oh, I think he'll be mad.
Send it to Colleen. I want to show it. Jason Lee, one of the guys who's listening right now, one of our... he's a fantastic graphic artist. He's the one who made that Ricky Kang image.
Colleen, see if that'll work. Oh, actually, I send it via Skype. I don't know if that's the right thing to do.
Adamot, actually, is his real name. I'm reading my email the other day, and I see this photo, or like this banner ad. It's like one of those get in shape kind of weight loss things, and I'm like, oh my God. A, congratulations, Jay Speeden, for not, for taking some pride in your body and fixing yourself up, and B, for getting some extra work doing this promotional thing for this fitness regimen. I thought it was shot. I mean, I don't even know how many people know what Jay Speeden looks like, but he looks just like the guy in this ad. Didn't you think so?
Yes, I did. I did. Yeah. This is going to be a little hard to send to Colleen. Let's just move on.
Well, if we can't do it, we can't do it.
It's also, I think we probably think it's funnier than anybody else.
Yeah, probably. Well, there's the real Jay.
It's Jay and Stephanie.
Anyway, so let's do our final story here, shall we?
Yes.
Urine-powered cars. They're coming out with urine-powered cars. This is fantastic.
Well, now the scientist of the world. They're coming out with a P-mobile. I saw this actually on Current the other day, and I was really excited about it because I have a really small bladder. I'm peeing all the time.
Exactly.
I mean, if I don't have to get gas.
You pull into a rest stop.
It's a match made in heaven.
You gas up, and pee all in one fell swoop. It's brilliant.
You pee up. Oh, sorry, you guys. I got to pull over and pee up. Really got to go. And we're running a little low. So the idea is
but
that...
You know what would be awesome if you just drive and rather than pull over and piss in your gas tank, you just attach a catheter.
Ew.
To your penis.
But so convenient.
It goes right in to your gas tank. And it just drains while you just, drive. And you just drink. And then you just
never, you never have to like get out of
you
your
just
car.
You drink enough. Beer the whole time across the country, and you just
think
never have to gas up. That's stupid. Probably.
You could survive in your car with fast food and your catheter. Well, I guess number two would be problematic, but for a while, you could really do a cross country trip without having to leave your car. I like it. I guess the point of the story was that somehow urine could be converted to like hydrogen gas. So that's the whole idea. Correct. So it would be, you know, sort of a urine fuel cell type of a thing. I don't know. Whole thing's weird, but if they can figure out how to make that work for the great unwashed, I think we'd really be in business.
Urine is the number one waste product in the world.
I believe it. I mean, my own urine accounts for a lot of waste. A lot of waste.
You and me both. I mean, just by sitting here during this show with the catheter I have attached, I could have fueled a race car.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. I don't even really know what we're doing anymore. I'm like, am I really here? Am I on the show? What are we doing? Sometimes the lunacy of TWIF gets to me. I'm just like, really?
The show's really gone downhill. Let's finish up with some Tweet Beat, shall we?
Yes, I think it's a good time for a little Tweet Beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweet Beat.
All right. Hey, everyone, it's time to play the game the whole internet is buzzing about. We call it Tweet Beat. Let me remind you how we play the game. I'm going to give you a word or phrase, Sarah, that people on Twitter might be nattering on about. All you have to do is tell me which one of those words or phrases they're talking about more incessantly. For example, if I were to say which has a louder Tweet Beat, Lindsay Lohan or Sacha Baron Cohen, you would probably say
Sacha Baron Cohen because of Bruno.
Right.
What's up?
I want to see that.
I don't really.
Really? Yeah, you didn't like Borat.
I didn't like Borat as much as everyone else.
Borat. Your Rochester accent. Molly didn't really like it either.
I thought there were definitely moments that I laughed really hard, but there were other moments. I'm not crazy about the kind of comedy where people are being made fun of and they don't realize it. It always comes off as kind of mean to me, and I just something it kind of weirds me out a little bit. So
I think in this one too, a lot of it seems like kind of fake and set up. Where because you know obviously he's so recognizable now, and like everyone's kind of hip to that kind of hidden camera stuff now.
Yeah. I mean, I swear some of the stuff they do on The Daily Show, I know it's supposed to be real. You know, they're really supposed to be fooling these politicians or whatever. But every once in a while I watch one and I'm like, no, it's just too much.
It's crazy. And if, you know, how clueless can you be?
Pretty clueless, probably.
And even if you're that clueless, your press secretary, God, if they don't know what's going on anyway.
Anyway, let's do some Tweet Beat, man.
All right. Here is your first challenge. Which has a louder Tweet Beat?
Wait. What are we playing for?
Oh, well, you already owe me drinks on Sunday, so maybe we should play for drinks on Monday.
Like how you think, Martin. Let's do that. Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah, all right. Here is your first challenge. Which has a louder Tweet Beat? Sheila Jackson Lee or Have Sex With Me?
Sheila Jackson Lee.
Jackson Lee or Have Sex With Me.
Sheila
Jackson Lee?
Totally. Jackson Memorial. She ruffled some feathers with some of the stuff she said. Other people liked her speech. But yeah, I'm going to go with Sheila Jackson Lee because that's all anyone talked about. When did you perform these results?
Literally like seconds before the show.
Yeah, I'll still go with Sheila.
Yep. Final answer?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You are correct. You are correct. Sheila Jackson Lee, 65. Have sex with me, 45.
It's both rather low. I'm sure on Tuesday, Sheila Jackson Lee would have been crazy off the chain.
Exactly.
But not really in the last 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. Feeling a little flaccid, are we?
I told you not to expect much. Okay, here's your second challenge. Which has a louder tweet beat? Much drama or too much Obama? Too much drama or too much Obama? Which has a louder tweet beat?
Too much Obama? Who would ever say that? I cannot get enough of him.
Well, yeah, you might say that, but half this country is Republican.
Why do you say it weird?
Republican. I'm a conservative.
I don't get it. Conservatives and liberals do not have different accents necessarily. All right, let's see. let's see. Too much Obama or too much drama? Too much drama is... That can apply to so many things. I mean, put any two women anywhere in a general vicinity of each other and you will have too much drama. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Too much Obama. I'm sure some people said that, but I don't know that it's like a popular Twitter phrase. So I'm going to say too much drama. Too much drama is my final answer for TweetBeat question two.
There may, let me just point this out, have been a statement by Rupert Murdoch talking about the press's love of Obama in which he may have said too much Obama. Just want to point that out. That may have happened.
Why do you do that after I've given you my final answer? I mean, that's not the way to be a gracious host. You have to say things like that off the top because I've already said final answer and you're trying to do is make me change my answer, and I don't
I'm trying to bring everyone into the fold here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
too much drama in the mother freaking house. Final answer. Let's do this.
Final.
Yeah.
Judges, you are correct.
Hey ho, hey. Oh, hip hop hooray! I'm on a roll. Let's bring in three.
Too much drama had 71. Too much Obama had 9. Okay, here is. Want to go double or nothing on this last one?
Not really. I really like winning. So, yeah. You already owe me so much wine, and I owe you one drink.
We said drinks.
Yeah, I owe you two drinks, and you owe me two bottles of wine. So, still seems pretty in my favor on the seesaw.
I consider one drink to be one bottle of wine. You know how I roll. All right. Here's your final challenge.
Okay, I'm ready.
Which has a louder tweet beat? Gary V or HIV? Gary V or HIV, which has a louder tweet beat?
I almost feel like we've... All right. Gary V. How is Gary V spelled?
G-A-R-Y-V-E-E. Like his Twitter name.
But it's not at? It's just Gary V?
It would still show up.
if it was at?
If it the ad doesn't very matter. Late? I mean, if I do a search for Martin Sargent or at Martin Sargent, Martin Sargent would still show up.
Well, then it's Gary Vee. Wide margin over HIV. Like, maybe the worst tweet beat ever, actually.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I mean, there might be some nattering on about HIV here and there. But Gary Vee? So I mean,
don't natter on about a serious issue like HIV, Sarah. You talk about me with the Roe v. Wade thing. Good Lord, woman.
It's not serious. I'm saying that people may not be talking about it on Twitter as much as Gary Vee asks people to Gary Vee him every 5 minutes. So it's Gary Vee by a landslide. Believe that.
Wait a minute. Somebody in the chat room just said that I was picking my nose. That could not be farther from the chat. I don't pick my nose. I wasn't picking up my nose.
I see you pick your nose all the time. And then you wipe it on your chair.
I don't pick my nose.
Wipe it on your, whose boogers are those on your chair then?
Those aren't boogers.
What are they? I don't even want to know. Am I right or wrong? Stop
tweet
stalling.
Tweet. I don't remember. What did you say?
Oh, my God. Gary Vee, stop it. Stop toying with my emotions.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You are incorrect. Gary Vee, 165, HIV, 788. Booyah.
That's impossible. Are you sure?
My assistant, Molly, performed the calculations.
Oh, now you have an assistant doing your dirty work? You are so pathetic. It is unbelievable.
I was... Molly? Right?
Unbelievable.
Gary hasn't tweeted in like 12 hours, she says.
Oh, because he's got that baby now. Damn it, I should have thought of that. He has calmed down on his tweety action.
I've got a text message from him the other day. I called him like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, about the Murphy Good thing.
Yeah, and I get a text message from him when I get out of the woods. We're sitting at the Pine Cone Diner up in Point Reyes Station, which is very good, by the way.
Yeah, it's great.
And he's like, Sarge, Gary Vee, you need me for something?
Yeah, like a month ago.
Yeah.
How convenient. I mean, is he really that backed up? See, I figured that he would have won any term. Any. Gary Vee has said more on Twitter almost anything else ever. So maybe I, Justine. People probably reply to her a lot. But, wow. Well, color me baffled. Mm. I still win 2 out of 3.
So, yeah, you won, but let's see. In total, let's see. I got 3 right. In true or poo, I got one. So you got 2 and I got 4. So I actually doubled you in today's games.
I don't really know what that is.
If you want to do the math.
I don't. Actually, the way that we do it is 2 out of 3 wins, 1 out of 3 loses, 3 out of 3 wins, 0 out of 3 loses. That's the way that we play. So you won and I won. That's how it goes. So, And
right.
Yeah. Well, Martin, as fun as this was, I think I want to go swimming because it's 95 degrees.
Are you at a hotel? Did they put you up at a hotel?
They did last night. I am no longer in the hotel. I'm at a secret undisclosed location.
What hotel does G4 put people up at?
Farmer's Daughter. It was like by the Grove.
Oh yeah. I know the Farmer's Daughter.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird name for a hotel. It's fine.
Yeah, it's on what's the
La Brea?
La Brea, yeah.
Third? I don't know.
I think it's part of the no. Who
it's
runs that?
It's near that Park La Brea Grove.
Is that a Joie de Vivre property? Anyway, I don't know.
I don't pay much attention. I just want to go to sleep usually. Put on a little HBO and lights out. In the hotel.
Wow, fancy place at HBO. Go
I know. Four. Yeah, they had HBO and they even had room service. Can I just say, I don't know about you, but
Did you get a per diem? Did they give you a per diem?
No, I don't work there. I mean, no. I mean, they would cover certain things like cab rides or whatever. But no, I mean, they're not going to like pay for my lunch necessarily.
And you're coming back Sunday. I'm going down there on Tuesday just for a few hours, going in and out. But yeah,
I know it's, you know, having lived in LA before, and being away for a few years now, I lived in LA for 2 years and I've been out of LA for about three. And, you know, if you are from Northern California or have lived in Northern California for any length of time, Martin, as you know, there's sort of like a Northern California thing, like LA sucks, NorCal all the way. And I definitely grew up not necessarily feeling that way because I rarely came to LA. I mean, came to Disneyland maybe, but it was kind of part of the way that I thought, and I didn't really know why. After living here, I mean, LA is awesome. There's so many fun things to do, great restaurants, you know, weather's great. You can ride your bike around. You know, it's like, it's a really nice place to live. I it's no San Francisco, certainly, but it's really fun to be down here for a few days.
Who knows? We might both end up down there again.
We might. Well, when we're hosting our, you know, nightly news edition of TWIF on ABC, we take over for Brian Williams. We'll probably need to be in LA. Or probably New York. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. But TWIF is destined for greatness. That's the point. I did have one.
Sure is. Sure is.
Yeah. Maybe one day we'll have another sponsor.
Maybe one day we'll make a little bit of cash money.
Yeah. Gas money, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, we didn't have to spend gas today.
How about this? How about we refuse to drive anymore until we get a sponsor?
I'm totally down. You know, I enjoyed this immensely, just sitting here in Casa del Sarge doing this. I don't need to go up there. I mean, I like going up there and being in the same room with you, but you and I could do the show. Could we do it from like my house or your house, or would that have a problem with audio?
No, we could. It might. Well,
I mean, we get better mics.
Could work something now. I just see. I selfishly really enjoy running the boards. You know, the TriCaster and you know the audio and everything. It's just fun for me. So I like being up there for that reason. But that aside, I think we have options. I mean, unless, and everyone out there, please be honest. I mean, if this was like annoying to listen to, because I think sometimes our timing is a little different. You know, we talk over each other a little bit more because we're not looking at each other and we're in different places. And that's sort of a weird part of having a remote broadcast. But besides that, I mean, if you really hate it, and you don't want us to do it again, let us know. And if it's okay, then that's good for us to know too, because, again, options, having options, keeping our options open.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys think. Send us some feedback. I'm Martin at twit.tv. She's Sarah at twit.tv.
That's correct.
I think most people are going to say studio, but, you know, come on. Everyone's saying studio in the chat room right now.
I mean, I don't blame them.
If the audio and the video were a lot better, would that make a difference?
I don't think that's the problem that people have. I think it's just the feel. There's something off about the feel. I mean, I even feel that way when I'm up there and you're remote. It's not quite the same. There's something missing.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
But it's definitely better than not doing a show altogether. That I think we can all agree on. This is better than nothing, right? Please say yes.
Exactly.
Well,
I certainly enjoyed it. Hey, have a lot of fun down there in the Glitter Bowl. What are you doing tonight? What are you going to do tonight?
I'm supposed to go out with Kevin Pereira. I don't know what the deal is. We don't have concrete plans, but we said that we were going to go out to dinner tonight. Unromantically, although I'm sure he'd like otherwise.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, I think it's just kind of fun in the sun. Surf and sand. You know, it's the Venice way. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I actually didn't even pack a bathing suit. My body isn't ready for that yet.
I'm doing a shoot tomorrow, so it's a secret what the shoot is.
Shut the hell up. What do you mean it's a secret? Really?
It's
a secret from all these good people at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It's that thing I told you about. It's that thing I told you about.
I don't know. Well, we'll talk about it later. We will talk about it later. Okay. Well, so audience, Martin's being cryptic. You know, he has things up his sleeve, which is always good. You know, secret projects are better than no projects. That's for sure. It was fun, dear.
I enjoyed it.
Great. Well,
and we'll see you guys next week on episode number 26. And until then, have fun.
Have fun, everybody. Thanks for putting up with us today through our genitalia jokes and bad audio. We love you, and we will see you next Friday here on the Twit Network, This Week in Fun, 3 p.m. Pacific, every Friday. And subscribe and download at twit.tv/twit.
Follow it at This Week in Fun on Twitter. We got to tweet more off that. Okay, everyone. Have a great
day. Hey, everyone. Alrighty then. Bye.